What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Out of the Hat. I'm your host, DJ The Clutch. Here, my man, Guy.
$1 million tie was popping, everybody.
Yeah, man. You start off. I don't even know what the fuck I want to talk about.
My week. Well, for one, I took 2 mental health days this week.
Sorry, bitch.
Bro, we ain't had nothing going on. I ain't feel like going to work. Well, the first day, I ain't want to go to work. The second day, because yeah, that Monday we ended up recording and all this stuff, blah, blah, blah. And then Tuesday, I woke up and I was just like, nah, not today either. So
I wish I can get that same shit.
I was like, I'm staying my black ass home.
That's nigga, what I'm work 2 days.
Hey, I'm okay with that. Then Wednesday was Wednesday. Hell, they told us we had to come in Thursday. They was gonna let us go home early. Cause it was like, well, it's Good Friday weekend.
They could have had got down there.
The whole week off, you feel me? Like, bro was like, you can do no point, no pay. Wasn't doing this shit. Need my bread. Or use PTO. I was like, shit, I already used some for Monday and Tuesday. That's dead. And or you could work the whole shift. I was like, nigga, I'm staying. Everybody else was gone by like 10, 11 o'clock food. I'm the only nigga in that bitch. Like, at least in my department.
I'm the only nigga in that way.
But I ain't gonna fuck. I really didn't mind. It really didn't bother me too much.
Yeah, still caught up on work.
Yes and no. So my side, because my department is couldn't have. So my side is ahead by like 30. Because the machine been down. Up until this lovely Thursday, the machine back up. So, I mean, which is a great thing because that means I might be able to get a little bit OT these upcoming weeks.
I don't know. Ain't gonna be next weekend. Or this weekend.
I'm gonna say I don't know about this Saturday because you feel me. We got
I might not go to work Saturday myself.
I'm gonna get off at 11. So
depends on if I find something out this week.
I'm probably not gonna stay all day, but when I get off, I'll be very well ready for the night's festivities. For those that don't know, because all y'all might not be nerds who watch wrestling or whatnot, but WrestleMania weekend is this weekend.
Yeah.
And we are looking forward
to everything.
This is arguably, we say this every year, but this is arguably the biggest.
I don't say this every year.
Well, no. All right, the consensus. Most of us say this is like the biggest WrestleMania of all time.
Mm-mm.
I, for one, think it is.
This time around.
Right, because it's the first Triple H WrestleMania by himself.
Because
Vince was still there for 39. Also.
First TKO WrestleMania.
There you go. There you go.
And they going to be like, you know what? New era.
Niggas finna drop the bag on niggas, bro. Like, we finna see everything.
I think I saw half of the set. That they got.
Yeah, I seen a little bit of it. I don't want to see all of these.
I just hate the big ass. I hate the big ass LED board.
Yeah,
like, but, get rid of the LED board.
Yeah, because I actually like the set for Raw last week. Like the smaller stage.
It really ain't look that different.
It looked a lot different in comparison.
I mean, because like, they knew they had to fill up seats for Phil.
True, but it looked like the size of a house show almost, like the stage at least, like, not the whole thing, but. Yeah, so
I wish they'd go back to the old shit.
I'm sorry, dog. We probably ain't gonna get
it. We ain't gonna never get it, but I wish they'd go back.
Yeah, we not getting the fist from SmackDown. We ain't getting none of that shit. That shit.
Who wanna get fished on SmackDown?
Pause. Oh my God. No, that's not what I meant. But yeah, this is probably gonna be like one of the biggest manias. And I'm just looking forward to one match, really. That's it.
I'm looking forward to most of the card.
What is your most anticipated match on this card?
Come on. If it ain't bloodline related, yeah, it's kind of.
Which way? You got two bloodline matches. Well, technically three. You got three.
No, we ain't. Jimmy and Jay gonna do their own thing.
I think they gonna.
They gonna steal the show.
I took the words right out of my mouth.
They still in the show.
I think they still in the show.
And I think they gonna start off night one.
Sorry, we talking about wrestling. We're excited.
Fuck it. It's WrestleMania season.
It's WrestleMania season, bro.
Next week and the rest of the year.
Yeah, you might fuck around, pull a rest of the top of your bitch ass, like, for real.
Yeah, like, so. But yeah, I think they might start off WrestleMania. You gotta start it off with a banger.
Jimmy and Jay.
You gotta start off with a banger.
Night two.
Mm-mm.
Night one?
Mm-hmm. You gotta think about.
Oh, shit.
This is how things are gonna happen, right?
That will set a tone. Exactly. That will set a tone.
You gotta start off with Bloodline.
Mm-hmm.
You end with Bloodline.
End Bloodline. That's
you start off night two with Seth and Drew.
You know what? You're right. Because after the conversation that we had earlier,
mm-hmm.
they have to do night one. They have mm-hmm. to be on night one.
You got
one.
To.
Because that will tell what's gonna happen the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, definitely. Jim and Jay can do their own thing. And basically looking at a tag match, see how Rock going to look, see the story in that. And that going to set everything up for night two.
That's not a tag match at this point. That is Cody versus The Rock. How much you want to bet? Not in all seriousness. How much you want to bet that the two of them on their side of the team is going to have the most time in the ring?
Mm-hmm.
Like Roman is not going to do too much wrestling. Definitely not Seth.
I mean, I feel like it should be a tornado tag.
Actually, no. I take it back. No, what? You said Jimmy and Jason start night one.
Mm-hmm.
Seth and Drew start night two.
That's what I said.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the thing is with that, the billboard. See the billboard?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the face-off always shows off who's going.
Yeah. It tells it all.
So, Cody is versus Roman.
Roman.
Why is Cody facing The Rock in the picture?
Mm-hmm.
Now, come on.
But I already told you, instead of this tag match, that's what we should have had for night one.
You got to set it up. There's so many avenues they can go off this.
No, it's definitely a lot of angles. I just feel like it would have made more sense for them to do Rock and Cody when it goes to the night two to face Roman Reigns. It could have literally been Daniel Bryan 30.
That's why they want to do it.
DB versus Triple H, when it goes against Randy Orton Batista. I mean,
and then you also got to look at this too.
They like to erase shit. They like to erase old shit. They big for that.
But that's true. But when was the last time you had three of your biggest stars be on WrestleMania twice?
I mean, we just started doing the two night thing, so.
But now Yokozuna still had two matches. Daniel Bryan, two matches. We done spoke on this. Two in one night.
Please don't start this. I mean,
Brock Lesnar, he had WrestleMania, but he had Royal Rumble. We had to face the Big Show first, and then he went on and won Royal Rumble that same night.
What year?
2003.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. That was a thing.
So.
Mm-hmm.
And then Roman already throwing off signs that his career could be ending.
Oh, he out of here.
Bro. So, you got to break.
For all y'all wrestling fans, for the millions and millions that think that Roman Reigns is winning and walking out, bruh, at the time of this recording, nigga, this is the last Monday Night Raw that you will see Roman Reigns with the Universal Championship. Book it.
Ooh.
This the last Monday Night Raw you gonna see that nigga with that belt.
Hey, it's not a what? It's a what?
It's not a prediction. It's a spoiler.
All right. He said it.
You heard it. In case you didn't know who said it's me and Dollar Tie. It wasn't DJ The Clutch.
It's definitely one Clutch.
It's definitely me. Mm-hmm. Nigga, you believe it. The story ends.
I don't know.
The story ends. Correction, not the story. The book closes. We got a whole nother story coming because.
Well, it's at the chapter closes.
Yeah, this is the end of the chapter. Yeah. This is definitely not the end of the story. Nah. Because that prediction that we just got looming around that I'm hoping happens.
It's not going to happen.
Bruh, it better.
It's not going to happen.
It better.
And for
those that don't know, go tune in to Nerds Watching Wrestling. Zach and I spoke on it for about the past three episodes. So
it's not happening.
Bro, right.
Sorry, Zach. It's not happening.
All right. If you nigga, I'm gonna make sure I don't go to sleep. I'm gonna make sure. I know I fall asleep damn near every PLE, but I'm gonna stay my black ass up for this one. Both nights. Both nights, nigga, I'm not going to bed. I'm up. I'm taking a nap.
Nigga say I'm not going to bed.
Oh, God, nigga. I'm taking a nap. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, shit. But, yeah, we were looking forward into night one and night two. And last year kind of fucked us up because night one was awesome.
Yeah.
And
I hate that I missed night one live, but going back and watching, nigga, night mm-hmm. one was some motherfucking fire.
And night one was the shit.
Yeah.
Right. Night two was so dead.
Yeah.
Soul did. But this year, we ain't got to worry about none of that.
Ain't got to worry about none of that.
Like every.
Well, we don't know what's on night one and night two. Outside of the.
But the I am intrigued for every match. Because niggas wouldn't make no sense. They put them in matches where you can't fail besides the LWO versus. That's true.
I feel like Triple H did that on purpose to not announce what matches going on.
Good.
Like,
that's good.
I like.
I mean, besides
the unpredictability.
The championship matches and the tag matches.
Yeah, like I said, those are a given. So, we kind of know that.
Yeah.
If I had to make any guesses on what matches should go on what nights, I'm not going to do the whole card, but I would say. The Bayley and EO match is night one.
Don't be surprised if both of them night one.
I would hate that, actually. I would not want both women's championship matches on the
you
same
got,
night.
You got both men's championship matches in the same night.
That's why I said don't be surprised. That's only because of the tag match, so you got a point. That's true. I'm not mad at that. But I would rather them split them. Because I don't really care about the Bayley and EO match more than I do the Becky and Rhea match. I feel like the Becky and Rhea match is... It's a bigger marquee matchup.
Because it's the star power. People are so racist.
But
Io Sky is Japanese and nobody really care about that. Because we all love Bayley.
I mean, I really don't care for her reign either. Like, her title reign has been very flat.
Because
there's also a cash-in title reign. Like, most of them really don't hold the test of time. In recent memory, at least.
Okay.
I would say in recent memory.
Okay.
Definitely recent. Especially for the women. For the most part. Especially for the women.
She held hers for a minute too. I think she had the longest.
EO? Yeah, EO's over 200 days. I do know that.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Real crazy.
I want to say she might be pushing three if she ain't hit three.
No. I'm saying her holding the briefcase.
She probably was the longest Mrs. Money in the bank.
Because they don't treat women fair.
Same fucking night.
We ain't got nothing for y'all bitches. Don't cash that bitch in now,
because we ain't going to let you lose. We ain't got a fair cash in yet, though. We called it. We said this was gonna be the fair cash in.
I knew it wasn't be the fair cash in. Triple A girl. So
that is very true. That's true.
But you gotta somebody like Naomi. You know, somebody black.
Yes. Wow.
Gonna be the one who would do a fair cash in. But I don't know. You done with your week?
Yeah, I really ain't had nothing that's going on. I mean, we celebrated my brother's birthday on Friday. He's 22 now.
Getting old, boy. It's crazy, but.
Yeah, we celebrated his birthday. We went bowling. I ain't gonna say we watched Godzilla vs. Kong. Godzilla vs. Kong watched us.
Y'all went to sleep?
Nick, first of all, we got there a little late, so we had to sit in the front. That one. Number two, that theater was about the size of your fucking living room, nigga.
Which one y'all went to?
Went to fucking Prattville.
Yeah, I know better.
Well, because we went to the bowling alley in Prattville. Like, we weren't trying to be around niggas.
Yeah, I know better.
Yeah, so... I mean,
yes, they could have made that drive back easier.
Their mama doing food. This ain't none of my plans.
I'm never going to a movie theater besides the one that he chased.
I ain't mad at you because I'm bougie like this.
Fuck it, I don't care. Then, bitch, scream me, please.
Yeah, Big D. I like the Big D. Pause.
Wait. For a reason.
No Diddy. That felt good saying that, pause.
From New York. This black on black shit from New York.
That's crazy. But outside of that, yeah, most of us fell asleep watching a movie. Like, I went to sleep, Thomas was asleep, my mama was asleep. Like, yeah, we was out there.
Y'all in the front row sleep.
Nigga, oh God.
In front of a big movie.
I don't give a fuck. I'm going back to see it. So
I'm waiting for it to hit Peacock.
Did a whole Easter shopping Sunday. Well, Saturday. Then we went out to church feast. Then did a whole Easter Sunday dinner and all that. You know what I mean? But yeah, that's pretty much my week, bro. I'm just looking forward to working all weekend. I'm just looking forward to watching some wrestling.
I don't think I had much to talk about my week either. Like, it was whatever. Work was work.
Work be work, bro.
Yeah, like. We supposed to have some goddamn. Oh, my supervisor did the dumbest shit. Nigga gonna text me because we had corporate coming down last week to do certain stores on the market. They do it every year. They come down and take certain stores. I guess like one store per merchandiser to see what they got going on.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga gonna tell me we got people coming this week. Can you please get to work a little earlier than usual? To make sure by the time they get to your store that your store is looking fine.
How about no?
Nate on my song. Oh, and I'm saying this to everybody. I'm not just saying this to you because I know you be on time. Blah, blah, fucking blah. Right? So I'm thinking, I know it's though the people were supposed to be coming to on my route.
Mm-hmm.
So me coming in 30 minutes early on a truck that don't get there till 8:30.
What does that do?
It's not doing me no justice.
Yeah, now I'm wasting time. I could have been somewhere else.
Like, so are you going to send somebody to help me mm-hmm. with the stove and tell somebody? Nah, no, you're not.
Of course
so,
not.
So I'm not going to wake up early.
No, suck my dick.
You no favor.
Suck my dick, nigga. I'm not going.
And check this out. The day the motherfucker pulled the can to the store,
mm-hmm.
the truck driver was late.
You can't make shit like
the
this.
The truck driver was late.
Yeah, you can't.
So I'm thinking to myself, like, so I called the sales. I'm like, bro, where the truck driver at? He was like, man, I don't know, man. The regular one on, I think he running behind some bullshit.
Fuck,
I'm like,
you
nah.
mean you think? First of all, that's poor communication. Like, if you knew, if you had some type of inkling, hey, bro, bro, gonna be like 30, 45 minutes late type shit.
I hate putting shit on my salesman, mm-hmm. no diddy, because I know this nigga got like all of the large format stores in mm-hmm. Montgomery.
So what, nigga?
No. He got a lot of responsibility. He the only person I can talk to.
Mm.
Like, when I call the truck driver, the bitch don't answer, so I deleted the numbers. Like, what's the point of me even calling you?
You deleting and blocking numbers, bro. What's
the point of me having your number when I call you? You see me calling you, you don't answer.
But then
when somebody in the store call you, you pick right up. So clearly you got a problem with me calling you, so I don't need your number. So fuck you.
Hey, you useless. You're useless. You're useless, nigga. Like, get the fuck out of here, bro.
So doing a... It was a different driver. He ended up getting there late.
Uh-huh.
I started late. So I'm looking like, y'all think I'm finna wake up rest of the week early? Fuck that.
No.
Like, nigga, whatever the store look like, that's what the fucking store look like.
It is what it
like,
is.
I don't care. Like, I'm not changing shit out of my schedule to make y'all look good.
I wouldn't.
Who getting the bonus?
Y'all niggas.
I'm not getting paid behind this shit.
Nope.
So... Work would just fucking work. Like, shit at home ain't never been going on. 2K. Everybody happy that they bringing the Rebirth map back to Call of Duty. I don't know what that is.
I don't know what the fuck that is. So, you know, that ain't my
gamers, mind. Niggas play Call of Duty, they know who it is.
Fuck that. Bring up Mario with Dragon Ball.
So, oh, God. Dragon Ball ain't got no NCAA football.
Bruh,
let's get it.
I might get it. I don't know.
I'm getting it. It's already on my wish list. Yeah,
but
soon that bitch hit, it automatically downloads.
I just need that. That Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
Let's just hurry up. That gameplay. Oh, my God. Lord Jesus.
I got to buy 4 games this year. It's crazy.
Bro, it look like 07 again, bro. It looked just like 10K83. I mean, more redefined, of course, but don't say just the way it plays.
I don't know why I like 2 gameplay better than 3. I mean, 3, they give you more space to do shit.
Bro, I still play 3 now.
Nah, I ain't.
I miss that motherfucker, boy.
Nah.
This the one, bro.
I hope so.
I will play this game to oblivion. I might not get a PS6. This it for me. This it for me. I just might keep this motherfucker about 20 more years. No bullshit. Like, I will faithfully play this goddamn Dragon Ball game to the end of time, bro. Like I said, Dragon Ball Z Tenkaichi 3 came out 07. Mm-hmm. Nigga, it's 2024.
17 years ago.
Nigga, I still
y'all play. Who know math.
Yeah. I still play it now. Mm-hmm. I still play that bitch now and don't give no fucks. I have no shame. Shout out to my PS3.
This nigga.
But for sure, like, that's the best thing I could ever, like, them getting a backwards compatible PS3 is probably the best thing they could ever did for me. Because now I just go on my little CD book that I mentioned before. Have all my old shit, my PS1
download
games, PS2 games. I got PS3 games still in the store I can download because the store still open. Thank mm-hmm. God. Because if that store weren't open, it's some gems on that motherfucker that I would not have. And I'll probably be kind of like depressed. But anyway, yeah.
I wouldn't say depressed.
Mm-mm. Because some of them games, if I try to buy, like one game, for example, Marvel vs. Capcom 2, the digital version, I got it for $15. Try to buy that game in the store. I remember back in the day, we finna pull the topic. I'm finna be finished. But I remember back in the day when GameStop was on the boulevard, not up the hill where American Deli was, down the hill,
mm-hmm.
like where on the corner mm-hmm. that nail shop was. They had a copy of Marvel's Capcom 2. That bitch was $80.
Shit, no.
Then it jumped up to 120.
Mm.
That game, because it's not hard. It's hard to come by. Like, you cannot find that motherfucker nowhere. There was another game. It's another game I got downloaded. Capcom versus SNK 2. It's another crossover fighting game. I got it in New York this last time I went up there. Bro, I think I got that game. It was nowhere in Alabama, like, mm-hmm. at all. So when I saw it, I was like, I got to take it home. Got to bring it back with me. Got to. Because I had it on GameCube, but the GameCube version and the PS2 version, kind of like night and day in terms of, like, controllers and shit.
Of course.
Yeah, it's, like, completely different. It's fun to play on the GameCube. Don't get me wrong, but it's not as competitive. Like, at the time, my brother is a child. Like, he could have picked that game up and beat my ass. That's how easy it was to pick up. But anyway, that game was probably, like, $60. For a PS2 game in 08. PS3 just came out.
Like, $40. Oh, shit. Yeah, they're about $40.
But, nigga, it's 08. PS3 just came out. The PS2
just
got.
That's when it came out?
PS3 came out, like, 06, 07. So, roughly, like, yes. Mm-hmm. We still had the Fat Boys. The slim version wasn't even out yet.
Because I ain't getting no damn 3 until, like, 20.
I don't want to talk about when I got a 3. I got a 3, like, senior year of high school. I was late. I was a late, late bloomer for mine. Well, I'd have had, like, 4 versions of PS2. Why are you looking that up? I do me a little stir.
What the fuck? Oh, I was so far behind, bruh.
I told you.
06 is crazy.
Yeah, I told you it was 06. Yeah. Yeah. Because I ended up getting a Wii.
Boy, that fresh out of mm-hmm. elementary.
I that is.
I didn't even play.
I just moved here.
Bruh, I didn't even play that shit until 2011.
Yeah, I ain't get mine until senior year, bro.
No. You didn't hear me. I said I didn't play.
Oh, that's crazy.
That bitch until 2011. Senior trip.
You're not gonna like this topic. It's so funny. I swear to God,
five years is crazy.
I literally just saw a post talking about this yesterday. Oh Lord, it's the power of the magic. It's the wand.
Whoa.
Wait a fucking minute. Wait a minute.
It's the wand. No,
not that wand, y'all. Y'all hoes got a whole different wand in comparison. Don't try to come up here and think you're gonna stir up that wand. We not doing that.
But the topic is gonna be goddamn chicken.
You feel me? You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Did Brian Rob Mello out of Rookie of the Year?
I would say, of course, I'm a Bron fan, so of course I'm gonna say no.
Be honest, don't lie.
I'm gonna say no, only because.
While you doing it, I'm gonna pull up the numbers.
The numbers were similar.
Doesn't matter.
It do matter.
I'm just go ahead.
Y'all going? I mean, we can't go off team success.
That plays a part.
We can't go off team.
We success. Can.
We really can't.
No, because I'm speaking out of turn right now, but. If my team goes to the playoffs and yours doesn't, I feel like my impact to my team is bigger than yours.
You got to look at the rosters. You got to see who's on the roster. That matters.
That plays a part.
That matters.
However, though, that team may make it to the playoffs the year before and they had to draft me to get there.
I mean, we also got to know
that also plays a part because when they drafted Tim Duncan in, was it 97? They had David Robinson. Mm-hmm. And I think David Robinson ended up.
He was hurt the year before.
He was hurt the year before. Mm-hmm. So that would cost them to get the number one pick. So there are some variables that goes along with, you know,
that's what I was about to say. I was about to say, how did Denver really get the third draft pick? Was it a trade? Like, did.
Bro, that by 20 some years ago. I can't tell you, bro.
Because, actually, 22 to be exact.
Yeah.
Going on 22 anyway.
Yeah.
I asked this because we saw what the Pistons did. The Pistons had number 2 draft pick, and they had to make the conference finals like 3 years straight.
Literally went to the fucking championship the same year going after the.
I'm saying, before that, like, they was in the conference championship three years before that. And they still had number 2 draft pick.
The same way with
Boston.
Boston. When they had IT and them niggas went to the Eastern Conference Finals.
That's what I'm saying. So they had to get
and then drafted,
they got a high draft pick
via
trade
the following year. Yeah.
So that's what I'm trying to see. Did the Nuggets have, you know, a similar situation for them to make the playoffs? I think they were like a 6 seed. when Melo made the playoff his rookie year.
Still, like, that still means something. Well, first off, let's go through this voting.
Mm-hmm.
So, LeBron had 78 first place votes. Melo had 40. I feel like that, and I say this with no hate. I promise you, I say this with no hate. Because I understand being drafted in the same draft class where you're drafted with him. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, for example, Ja Morant, like, nobody cared about Ja or nobody else.
I did.
I'm saying, like, majority. Everybody was saying, this is Zion's draft. Nobody cared about Ja, RJ Barrett, anybody else in that draft class.
Just Ja on personal matter.
Everybody thought Zion. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's other drafts where that happened. Now, it's crazy because that 03 draft was pretty heavy. It was pretty heavy. However, though, like I said, he was drafted.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's hard for somebody like a Melo, Wade, or Bosh, and anybody else in that draft class.
I don't mean to cut you off again, but well, you made the playoffs too.
True. I'm just saying, like, just naming the talent that was in that draft, like, you already kind of like, you're not under the same microscope as LeBron James. Because LeBron James was literally, as Drew McIntyre said, was deemed the chosen one. You know what I mean? So it for you to be right number one draft pick, chosen one, all this stuff was already coined on you. Everybody else behind you was kind of like chopped liver, bro. You know what I mean? They the side characters, he the main character type shit. But you know, it puts you at a huge disadvantage because the media is gonna follow him over everybody else. And it sucks because Melo balled out. First of all, before I pull up these numbers, Melo was rookie of the month every month that entire season.
LeBron was not?
Nope. He missed a few. Maybe not many, but he missed a few. I mean, he had Wade in his conference. So, Wade and Bosh. So, it's kind of a given. You know what I'm saying? So, I do take that into consideration. However, that does not excuse Melo's success as a Nugget. Because Melo's hooping.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's get to these numbers. So his rookie season, he averages 21 points.
Mm-hmm.
Even, 21 even.
Mm-hmm.
6.1 rebounds, so we'll say 6.
Mm-hmm.
2.8 assists. Want to say 3? Want to round it off? Can we round it off to the nearest?
You can do that.
All right, 3 assists. Let's see his spreads. Let's see how he was shooting. 42 from the field. 32 from 3.
Mm-hmm.
And 77 from the free throw line. Average 1.2 steals and a half a block.
1.2 steals is kind of impressive.
For a rookie, especially.
Considering the motherfucker don't play defense.
A rookie, and he a forward too. So you got to think about all the forwards that was in the league at the time, you know. All right, LeBron James.
Oh, I got Brian right here.
Oh, go ahead.
20.9 points.
Okay, fairly close.
Right there
fairly
together.
Fairly close.
0.7 block.
Mm-hmm.
1.9 steals. 1.6 steals.
Okay, slightly over.
Just about. 5.9 assists.
Oh, that's a given.
5.5 rebounds.
Melo had more rebounds.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see that point spread. The percentage spread.
75 from free throw line.
Okay, Melo got him by 2.
44?
From 3?
Hell no. Oh. No, 43.8.
Well, from the field?
Yeah, from the field.
Okay.
And 29 from 3-point.
Melo shot better.
Melo did shoot better.
Melo shot better.
Now let's see these rosters.
Go ahead, because I know that's the argument you want to make so bad.
That's the only argument to make.
But it doesn't. I feel like to some degree that really doesn't matter what roster you're on, because at the end of the day, your numbers are your numbers.
No, and I'm gonna tell you why. I feel like
no. Because if you got a point guard, he averaged like 10 assists. You got somebody like you know. So nah,
Look at it like this year with Victor on Wembanyama and Chet.
I'm gonna be honest with you. Well, it's different with Wemby because Wemby's the first option on his team.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Right.
So Chet is more efficient. He's shooting more efficiently.
He gets less touches though. But
that's what I'm telling you.
But let's say he got the same amount. Mm-hmm. Let's say they shot the same amount.
Yeah, with the same talent. Who you don't have an SGA?
I'm just saying. Let's say they shot the same amount. Who is more efficient as a scorer?
Let's say this. Let's switch them out.
Put Chet
on the Spurs.
And then put Wemby on
OKC.
Jesus Christ.
Who you think would be more scary?
OKC going to the finals.
Exactly.
Them niggas so, oh my God. Defensively? Mm-hmm. Nigga. Mm-hmm. Smothering. Mm-hmm. Smothering. You got SG on the perimeter, putting niggas in prison, and then Chet just at the block. The rest of them niggas, the rest of their core is actually good on defense too. So like, but oh my God.
No, there's no.
Now we're saying Wimby's defense too. Wimby could get more touches if some certain dumbasses would just pass him the goddamn ball.
But it ain't all about that though. Like,
it plays a big part because I feel like Wimby's numbers will be a significantly more higher.
Who is Wimby coach?
That's true, but he's known for playing team ball and passing the ball. Nigga, they be missing like golden opportunities, golden assists. Bruh, they give this nigga the rock and they don't.
The man is setting, bro. The man's a rookie playing 29 minutes a game. Pop is setting this nigga up for the future.
Bruh, I don't give a fuck.
Nah, Pop is setting these niggas up for the future. He's not trying to win now. He wasn't trying to win now.
It ain't about winning now, but I'm just saying, if Wemby actually get the touches that I feel like he deserves, he definitely
Pop know this. He know this.
He need a real point guard. Get Keldon Johnson, Jeremy Shochan, and all them other niggas the fuck out of here.
Them niggas staying.
Unfortunately.
That's the core.
Go get Trey Young.
That's the core. Smart.
Go get Trey.
They probably going to get traded summer though.
Baby, if they get traded, nigga, they eating good. That's on me.
You don't think that bitch going to set them up? Nah, if you heard the interview, they had an interview and they were asking them about, you know, they had just played the Spurs and they were like, how do you feel about women getting on certain touches and stuff. He was like, man, I feel so sorry for him.
Oh, yeah.
He said, I feel so sorry for him.
I thought you were talking about somebody. Yeah.
Nah, he was like, I feel sorry for him. He's like, there's plays where he should touch the ball every time.
Bro, pick and roll with Trae Young. Trae Young averaged like 15 assists.
Easy.
He damn near averaged like 10, 11. Nigga.
Easy.
All right.
I think he's second in the lead in assists.
Bro, I had a nigga at work literally last week. Try to tell me Trae Young was not a top five point guard right now. I said, nigga, he four.
I hate niggas because they listen to the media way too much.
He put Jalen Brunson
no
over Trae Young.
No.
And I said, hell no. No.
Not like a point guard. Don't get me wrong. I'm buckets and assists.
Don't get me wrong. Exactly. Don't get me wrong. Jalen Brunson is fire. Yeah. Has been for the last two seasons.
Three.
But
honestly,
yeah, in Dallas too. Yeah. True. But he ain't Trae Young.
Nah.
Trae Young can give you by 25, damn near 30 point, and by 10, 11, 12, see. Nightly, on a nightly basis.
The nigga career average is probably like 25 and 10.
I don't think people understand, like, that COVID season before they did the whole bubble thing, Trae was averaging like 30 and 10, bro.
Mm-hmm.
30 and 10, bro. 30 and 10.
Like, niggas are sleep. Niggas are really sleep on Trae Young,
bro. And that before DeJounte got over there.
But now they saying, bro, the whole star winning since Trae Young been now, then maybe they need to move on from Trae Young. I'm like, please, Trae. Please, Trae, Trae.
Go ahead. Go right ahead.
Please, Trae, Trae.
You're going to regret it.
Yes.
You are going to regret it. Because first of all, it depends on what they get in return.
Yeah, I think his contract coming up?
I think so. I want to say, yeah. But it depends on what you get in return. But because I don't feel like they have enough to where they're not seeing the playoff no time soon. And it's crazy because they're in the East. In the East, they have the lane to get in the play-in. Like, they shouldn't even be fighting to get in the play-in. Like, that roster is actually built enough to at least they could be, like, 6 seed, 7 seed.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's a dog fight in both conferences, though.
It is, but I feel like they, I feel like they're better than a lot of other teams.
Like who?
You're not gonna like this, but I think they're better than the Pacers.
No,
me personally, no. I like
Pacers their got a better point guard.
That's debatable.
That what?
That's debatable. That's true. Debatable. I'm taking Trey. People in the comments, please let us know who you got. Trae Young or whatever that boy name is in Indy.
Tyrese Haliburton is the best.
Fam, that nigga still.
He's the second best point guard in the league behind Luka.
He's still in a slump right now. He been in a slump since like All-Star break.
Bro, it don't matter.
Bro, it does.
He got his money. It's all now we worry about the playoffs.
I want to see this nigga in the first round.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Bro, all right. That man going to wipe your ass up.
I want to see him in the first
round. Man, look. You see y'all in the first round, he going to the conference finals.
Fuck no. No.
You see the Bucks in the first round, he going to the conference finals.
I need him or I need Miami. I want my league back.
How many times Miami got to beat y'all ass for y'all to respect?
I don't give a fuck. I want my league back.
Y'all going to thank Bron over that motherfucker.
Fuck the Hey, Jimmy. Bam. Scary as hell.
Nah, LeBron LeBron Wade Butler. Then go show up again. Hey, y'all just ain't fucking with that nigga, boy.
Hey, oh God. He swept that nigga before.
One time.
Yeah, he swept that nigga before. And that
was good. We came off a late championship. Yeah, that's funny.
This nigga is so stupid, bro.
LeBron Wade Butler.
He ain't no hoe.
But back to the conversation. I don't
just run one though. Run one.
I don't feel like Melo would rob. If anything, they could have did Cole. Cause they did it 95 with Grant Hill and Jason Kidd.
Yeah. That's the last time they did that. I've been okay with it. I wouldn't have been mad if they would have split it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it would have been well deserved on both ends. But me personally, I feel like Melo had a stronger case. We ain't pull up the records. We got a little sidetrack.
Oh, okay.
Pull up the cash records. I got the niggas. They finished 43-39.
43-39?
The Denver Nuggets did, yeah. There were six in the West. They had Chris Anderson, John Berry, Ryan Bowen, Earl Boykins, Marcus Camby. I can't name nobody else outside of Nene. Andre Miller. Andre Miller was there at the time?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the rest, and a whole bunch of no names.
Hey, what their record was?
43-39.
Okay, 43-39. Considering Cleveland had...
Right, so, before you run that down, out of everybody that's his name, who you think is the second best player? I would probably say Marcus Camby.
Marcus Camby.
Yeah.
I think he was an all-star.
Mm-hmm. He was still fired. He was still fired in. He won't watch yet.
Well, the year before Bron got there, they were 17-65.
God damn.
Yes. The year Bron got there.
Damn. Shit.
The year Bron got there, they was 35-47. So that's an 18 game increase.
35-47.
Losing record.
Missed the playoffs. Missed the playoffs.
They had on their roster Tony Batty.
Mm-hmm.
Carlos Boozer.
Okay.
Who was in the second year.
That's his second season?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So
he wasn't him yet. No, he wasn't him yet. It was too early.
J.R. Bremer. Don't know who that is. Kendrick Brown. Mateen Cleaves. Ooh, these some good
God
names.
Damn.
Ricky Davis. Segundo Drop. Well, Diop. Well, whatever the fucking name. Everybody remember that black ass nigga. So Judas Ilgauskas.
Big Z, not the little one.
Mm-hmm. Jason Capono.
Sniper.
I think he was a rookie that year.
He was an underrated shooter. Nobody really give Capono his props.
Until he went to Miami.
Yeah. I think he won a 3-point contest over there. Yeah.
Jelani McCoy.
Who the fuck is that?
I have no idea. Jeff Manenis.
I okay, bro. I get it.
Chris Mims.
Hey, bro, he was over there in
the Lakers.
He was
with the Lakers.
He was over there with them niggas. Mm-hmm.
Darius Miles.
I remember Darius Miles.
Lee Nalon.
Bro, it's a whole bunch of booty.
Ira Newby.
Booty.
Kevin Ollie.
No wonder why y'all niggas won 17 games.
The new
games.
Coach of the...
No wonder why y'all niggas won 17 games.
The new coach of the Brooklyn Nets. Michael Stewart. Don't know who that is.
That's crazy.
Duane Wagner, Eric Williams, Bruno, not Mars,
or Sam
but
Martino.
Some Dubois. Don't know who the fuck most of them niggas are.
For LeBron to average 5-some assists.
With that
them
shit.
Them niggas. Well, no, he had Big Z though. Like, Big Z was still in here prime low key. Like, I keep
remembering. Yeah, remember. No, the year before Big Z was hurt.
Wait, hold on. Was he an all-star before LeBron got there?
I think he made one all-star
team. I would say he a two-time all-star player.
That's what I'm saying. He only made one with Brun. He had to make
one before. Okay, okay.
Yeah, I'm about to see what year it was.
He had an all-star on his team. So he's going to bring on Marcus Camby, bitch-ass nigga.
Matter of fact, he made all-star team the year before Brun got there.
Literally the year before? That's crazy.
He made all-star team 03 and 05. So the year before Brun got there and Brun's second year.
God damn. I don't give a fuck, nigga. Melo still deserved that shit, nigga.
It could have been cold.
He took his team to the playoff. I don't give a damn.
Nigga, Wade did too.
First of all, I said a bitch-ass poll talking about something. Wade win the title his third year and talked about enough. Nigga, look what he had. Wade came in blessed. He was blessed.
Nigga, first of all, you blessed with Pat Riley.
That, hands down.
Like you blessed with Pat Riley.
Was he coaching then? He was coaching that team. He was already where he at now.
Yeah, he was president.
What the fuck the damn coach was?
Stan
Gundy.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Very fucking interesting.
Yeah, his first 2 years it was Stan, but Stan and Shaq kept butting heads, and Pat was like, you know what? This team too good. I'm a fuck with you. I got this. I can't let this
y'all
fall.
Be giving Stan a hard time. I fuck with Stan, bro.
Stan and Stan were his own enemy.
Yeah.
The Van Gundys, they.
I fuck with Stan. Stan gonna keep it a bean with you.
That's what they don't.
They don't like that because Stan don't give a fuck about you being no star. He gonna tell you how it is, and that's just how it is.
Hall of Famer. Three-peat?
So?
I give a fuck about that.
I don't give a fuck.
Nigga, I ain't won a ring yet. Fuck you.
And win
you do
more.
What I say.
Exactly.
And then we never, I don't want to get sidetracked again, but we don't ever talk about how deep that team was with goddamn Hall of Famers, former All-Stars. People want to talk about shit?
You got GP.
Mm-hmm. Backup point guard. Backup point guard.
I would say, didn't Wade run point? In the beginning?
Kinda.
Yeah. White chocolate. Taste of wheat.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Hardaway wasn't dead.
He was gone. After Antoine
that.
Walker.
And that's how I'm finna name him next. Mm-hmm. Antoine Walker. So.
Mm-hmm.
Shaq.
Backup point guard. I mean, backup center.
Damn, I thought he started. He won at the phone. Who the fuck was at the phone?
UD.
Oh, shit.
UD was at the phone.
He was dead in. Fun fact.
Yeah, they started with them.
Fun fact, technically that is a cousin by marriage.
Yeah, he from down in East Greenway. Yeah.
Technically he's a cousin by marriage. Mm-hmm. I don't really bring it up too much. I won't be clout chasing and that nigga don't know me, but
right.
Yeah, by technicality, he fam.
Who else they had over there? Oh, Jane Poley started for him.
Their team
was deep.
And they was
deep. Eddie House.
He was at it?
He was there, yep. He got a ring with the Celtics and Miami.
That's crazy. Then the nigga went back.
Mm-hmm.
After the Boston run, the nigga went back. Yeah. That's crazy. Hell no. Yeah, them boys were loaded, fool. Wade, you were blessed. You was blessed. You didn't need no rookie of the year. You were blessed. And poor Chris Bosh. All you had was Jalen Rose.
Jose Calderon.
Boy, if you don't shut the fuck up talking to me.
The man, he still got the NBA record.
He was decent. What?
He's all right.
Oh, what?
Free throw percentage.
Free throw percentage. That is his.
Mm-hmm.
What? Anybody can get this shit.
Yeah.
Low key. Just don't miss. It's given for a point guard, though. Like, it's not really that hard for, you know. But it happens nowadays. Niggas be like, miss free throws and choking and shit.
But I don't. If anything, I think it should have been Cole MVP. Cole Rookie of the Years.
I'll agree. for the sake of the conversation, this one time. Fine. Co-MVP it is. If y'all agree, let us know if y'all feel the same. If not, I don't really give a fuck. I see that they Melo should got by itself, but I'll concede to the co-MVP idea.
Favorite soundtrack song?
Ooh, shit.
That's tough.
I got mine.
One song?
First of all, a lot of people may agree with this. Please bring soundtracks back.
Please.
Pretty please. Like, they slowly, like, around COVID, like 2020, they slowly were making a little comeback. Like, Judas and Black Messiah had a good soundtrack. Mm. The Space Jam movie had a soundtrack. They've been creeping. They've been teasing.
But now they take other people's songs and just put it into movies. Yeah,
nigga. We talking about exclusive. We talking about you had to buy the soundtrack album to get the song. Mm-hmm. Like, you couldn't get it off of, oh, it was on such and such album they put on this. No, nigga. This ain't that. Bruh. First of all, I have my song. But
I got mine too.
My song isn't on my favorite soundtrack, though. And I want to say best soundtrack or whatever is in the hat as well. So I'm going to spare that for now. But mine is so easy. In fact, I listened to this song.
And it's already.
I'm finna get it. In fact, I listened to this song on a regular basis. Like, this is a song that keeps me motivated, keeps me pumped up, and just helps me. It just helps me hustle.
Like the fire needs the air.
Yeah.
I won't burn unless.
Always a rap song.
I mean, true, but come on, bro.
I need you to hate.
This was prime 50.
Fire needs the air. You know? I won't burn unless you're there.
Shit, you're there. Feel this. America got a thing for this gangsta shit. They love me. Black Chuckers, Black Scully, leather Pele Pele. I take spit over rainbow shit. I'm a fan who got that silver duct tape on my tray.
You can't tell me you wanna fuck with this song.
Bring confusion. This song, Get Rich Without Trying. I never watched the movie.
What?
It was too long.
Oh my god.
It was too long.
You serious right now?
Dead ass.
What?
By that time
fuck?
I had outgrew 50.
Pause. But nigga, first of all, this movie, easily one of my favorites. Like, easily. First of all, fun fact, 50 was my first favorite rapper ever.
What?
Ever. Like, I listened to everybody at the time, cause, like, you know, I listen to Jay, listen to X, listen to Wayne, so on and so forth. But like, 50 was like my first. Like, he was the reason why I was wearing durags. As a, like, nigga ain't got no ways just wearing durag to be wearing durag. I wear the fitted durag combo. I was dressed up like Fifth a couple of times. Like, bro, I somersault bricks. Them ain't see a pet plant cynocrit that's chronic, and I'm selling them for 500 a pot, goddammit. You tripping, bro. This movie was good, but the soundtrack, 10 times better. 10 times better. To be honest with you, this was a 50 album. Like, fuck it being a soundtrack. This was a 50 album, bro.
I mean, it sound like prime 50, though.
I put this up there with Mini Man in terms of his best songs. I put it up there with Mini Man. Is Hustle's Ambition in terms of 50 songs ranking? Top three. Top three. But y'all get the point. I'm gonna be honest, dog. That movie, like I said, that's probably the first drug movie I watched. So that's also why it resonated with me so well. And just the fact it came out in his prime, that's when 50 was like taking over rap. Like, He had the sneakers.
That shit came out like years after Get Rich or Die Tryin' album, though. Now, it wasn't the same year.
No, Get Rich or Die Tryin' album was like, three. Massacre was 05. Mm-hmm. This had to be like a little bit after that. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I was over the nigga by then.
Yeah, damn, you ain't fuck with Massacre. A lot of niggas don't, so I understand.
That's when I fell off. Like, he had a few songs on it. He had like Candy Shop and
Disco Inferno and shit like
Disco
that.
Disco Inferno.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what he was doing all the weekend. Piggy Bank records. Yeah, but Get Rich or Die Trying the soundtrack. Like I said, damn near 50 album. Like, it got G in the features and shit like that on it. But
of course,
this is when 50 kind of like took over rap. Like, he had niggas wearing wife beaters.
I ain't gonna say took over rap.
I'm saying like he was the hottest rap artist at that time.
I still disagree.
Culturally,
I disagree.
Cap,
I disagree.
The G Unit sneakers.
You going off of New York shit?
No. I'm just thinking it. Just keeping in mind everything he had going on. He had the G Unit sneakers.
Mm-hmm.
He had his own video game.
He was a businessman.
But still, just saying.
That's not taking over the rap game if you're a good businessman.
It helps. It helps. No. Like, his face was everywhere, bro. Then the movie, like, you know what I'm saying? I know you don't watch Power.
We were talking about just rap.
Oh, no, we talking about rap? No.
We're talking about just, you said he took over the rap game. We're just talking about rap. We're not talking about business moves.
I'm speaking from a cultural perspective. So, like, when you think culturally, you have to put everything else in perspective. Like, I know you love Wayne. Wayne ain't got no video game, dog.
Because he's not that business person.
Ain't no sneakers. He ain't have the niggas wearing the wife beaters. Like, 50 literally had shit in a chokehold. It was wonderful. Like I said, the movie was good. Everything he did at that time was just chef's kiss. Then Curtis came out and then nigga fell off. Should never win against Kanye, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? So you wasn't running rap. Like, you was a very damn good businessman. I would not take the businessman away from him.
He had a great run in hip hop.
He did.
Like, great.
He had a good 2 years.
Arguably.
Shit, Get Rich or Die Tryin' went 2 years.
I would say, arguably, greatest rap album, debut rap album of all time. You can argue Doggy Style. You can argue The Chronic. You can argue Good Kid, Mad City. You can argue a couple of them.
Yeah, Good Kid, Mad City. Definitely can't argue that. But
Get Rich or Die Tryin'.
Yeah.
Nigga, that revolutionized gangster rap.
It revolutionized something.
Nigga, like, Minutemen is... Niggas see Minutemen like...
Bro, it was in
like,
an accident. Bro. And Minutemen just steady playing and we're looking like...
That's crazy. Bro, niggas out here see Minutemen like it's the damn Lord's Prayer.
Mm-hmm.
No bullshit. But yeah, my song, ladies and gentlemen, out of hat, is 50 Cent. Hustler's Ambition. What you got for these folks?
Y'all already know I'm going Disney.
This nigga here, man.
I am going Disney.
Oh, I just can't wait to be king ass nigga.
Wrong movie.
Oh, wrong movie.
Part two.
It's either one or two songs. I ain't gonna spoil it, but I think it's either one. If you talk about if it's from Lion King 2, it's either from one or two songs.
Here's mine.
Oh, hell no. You playing the sappy song.
The sappy song?
Is this not one of the little sappy songs we hear with Shorty?
His daughter?
I don't think he was with Nala.
No. This was she got caught in the Outland with Kovu.
Oh, yeah. The only thing we know is things don't always go the way we planned. This is, by the way, this was not the song I was thinking.
I know the song you were thinking about. When they kick Kovu out.
Deception.
Mm-hmm. It seems all your dreams come undone. We will stand by your with hope and filled with pride. We are more than we are. We are one. This song that made me wanted to have a daughter. Like, from
what the fuck,
from
man?
From very early age, bro.
Have you played this song for Gigi?
Nah.
This nigga here, man.
That's how I look at it. Like, we are one. Can I
is our pride. Deep inside, we are one.
I don't remember this song though.
I think it was the second song on the movie.
Cause I only remember watching the second one like twice. So only two songs I remember is Deception, Disgrace, and the damn intro. I can't believe this nigga really picked the fucking Lion King song. That nigga wasn't lying, y'all. That
on God, this movie is my everything, bro. I don't care how, what nobody feels. I don't care how nobody feels. That movie is like my favorite movie of all time. That nigga my favorite really, soundtrack.
Really, really meant yes. it when he said he liked Lion King too.
Yes, I'm no bullshit. Like,
all right, dog.
And like I say, the whole Lion King thing is like I look at it in my life. I look at my life as Simba, bro.
Like, so does J. Cole.
No, oh my God. No, because like I had this thing with my dad. Like that was my number one when I was a kid. Like my dad's my everything. Mm-hmm. As it should be for a young man anyway, yeah, a young boy anyway.
That's true.
So he was my everything. And then I didn't lose my dad, but he lost his dad. And I thought like, damn, if I ever lose my dad, I lose my fucking mind. And then in part two, he had a daughter. I'm looking like, damn.
Yeah.
You know, the daughter is close to the dad anyway, supposedly. So I was like, yeah, I always wanted a daughter behind that movie. And I got my wish. So when she get a little older, understanding more, she understanding out here. So when she just stopped watching fucking YouTube and come down and watch Lion King, we kind of played it with her in the room before.
Mm-hmm.
She just watched the fucking tablet.
Bye, nigga.
I'm not gonna force her to, you know, watch the movie.
Nah, she'll get around to it.
She see me watching it enough. She'll be like, let me see what daddy keep watching. Can he keep watching the same old cartoon?
Dumb ass cartoon. What the fuck is this shit?
But yeah, that was We Are One by, well, I don't know who the fuck is by.
Various artists.
Various artists.
Oh, fuck.
Shit was. Yeah, that's my shit. I can't help it. I swear.
That's crazy.
Like,
though,
that's one of two songs from the soundtrack that's downloading to my phone.
Hmm.
And the one you're talking about is not the other one.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Man, that's on fire, dog.
It is.
That's on fire, though. I can't lie.
I don't know. That Yupendi, that one slapping.
Bro, them niggas, I'm telling you, like, the first and the second soundtrack is like night and day.
Mm-hmm. Part two is way better than me.
Part two, they put some stank on it. Mm-hmm. They had some niggas. Niggas behind them damn songs on that soundtrack.
And it's crazy the movie came out like 3 years apart.
Why I feel like it been longer?
Yeah,
it feel like it was longer.
I think Lion King came out 93. And I think Lion King 2 came out like 96.
You fucking see it? You sure? Mm-hmm. Damn.
No, it was 93 or 94. We was babies and we just didn't know the fucking movie was
already
out.
I'm talking about 2.
Yeah, oh yeah, 2 came out.
I feel like it came out like 97, 98 maybe. Check real quick. That's nuts.
Okay, Lion King came out 94.
3 years apart. I swear that gap seems like it's a whole lot bigger, bro.
Oh shit, never mind. It was 4 years. 98.
That's what I thought. I was like, nigga,
I wasn't that far behind. I said 3 years though.
I know, but still, I just played 98 in my head. I was like, no, it had to be 98. It couldn't have been before then. But damn. Yeah, interesting. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are closing this episode. Let us know what your favorite songs from your soundtrack is. Ladies, I know y'all probably going to throw something out from Wayne Exhale or some shit. Because, like, don't get me wrong. I love the soundtrack just as much as the most of y'all. But, nah, not over 50 Cent. Not over Hustle That Bitch. I'm sorry. And really, now that I'm thinking about it, in terms of like animated movies, the only one that sticks out to me.
You gonna say the Mulan one?
Mm-mm. Tarzan.
That was my first
nigga.
Thought.
We talked about it before. Phil Collins, nigga.
That was my first thought. I was finna pick one of the Tarzan movies.
Nigga, fucking Tarzan, goddamn. That I hated the movie, but I love the soundtrack. But yeah, like I said, let me know in the comments what your favorite soundtrack song is, and who would you take rookie of the year between Bron or Melo? Or do you even agree that they should have been called rookie of the year? I mean, that's also an option too, since that was a thing once upon a time ago. But since we're finna go, on that note, I'm $1 million tie.
You ain't asked what we had a thing left to say.
Oh, shit. I'm so sorry. DJ, sir, do you have anything that you like
to say? Usually, I say, like, shit in the beginning. Mm-hmm. But I chose to wait to the end to say this.
Talk your shit.
Nah, it's not talking shit. It's ending on a kind of a sad note. But
oh, we finna go out crying, y'all.
Nah, we ain't going out crying. It's just me paying my respect to a real good friend. Mm-hmm. Real, real good friend. So today is the first. So yesterday, it would be Easter Day. Bullitt County lost a real big person.
Yes,
and
sir.
I'm not talking in size. I'm talking into what he did for the community. Mm-hmm. What he stood for within the community, like. Very, very good person. Very, very good person. Like, I went to school with this guy. He was, like, big competition with me when it came to, like, basketball. I be trying to tell people, basketball brings, like, the best people. Like, it builds friendships and bonds that it would be hard to break. It would be, like, some fuck shit that, you know, that can break it. And me and this guy, we became cool my first year at high school. We was in the same PE class, and we'd always shoot and talk shit. And, like, as we got older, he continued to help me, especially with the IQ part, because everybody be anxious when they first start hooping. They want to just...
I want to shoot.
You want to shoot. You want to reach at every dribble, reach at every pass. And he was like, nah, that's how you're going to get burnt every time. Thanks. And me knowing that you want to do that... I'm going to let you do that, and then I'm going to capitalize off your mistake.
You reach, I teach, nigga.
So he was that guy, like, with me, and that was the early ages. Then later he basically helped teach me about the bank shot. He was a big Tim Duncan fan. Big Tim Duncan fan. And, like, he'll get you on that block, and then niggas try to bang. You know how niggas like banging on the block, no diddy. But he'll like... Body to body, boom, boom, and he'll start smiling. We start smiling, looking like, bruh.
He got you.
He know what you want to do. So now, he gonna boom, boom, and let your ass fly by, and he gonna hit the damn fadeaway off the backboard every time, cash. And, like, it's tough, bruh. Like I said, basketball really built our friendship. Like, and basically all we talked about, like, he got married to one of my good friends coming up, sister, and we used to, like, see each other, like, sometime at family events. They'll be playing cards and shit. Mm-hmm. And we know we'll talk shit, drink, bullshit around. But he was killed yesterday. He was killed yesterday in Nashville. And I got a phone call about 30 minutes after it happened, and it was like in disbelief, because he wasn't one of them guys, like,
didn't get no shit, bro.
Yep. I never known this nigga to fight.
Mm-hmm.
I done seen him get into an argument because he talks shit. Hey, we all talk shit.
We all talk shit, bro. Like,
but it's never that.
Niggas talk shit and don't take walks. So,
right.
You know. And clearly
why niggas don't take walks. Right.
That shit like
shit
this.
Like this. So, but.
I ain't offer no troops because of that either, but keep going.
Yeah. That really fucked all the Bullitt County up. Yeah, I know we talk a lot of shit.
I saw all the posts, bro. Like, it was really an outpour of love from last night to this.
Anything
even still now, like
anything that happens in Bullitt County, as far as like the grown people when it comes to like, they just say just getting out of open field, like just throwing a festival or something, like a little country ass festival. Mm-hmm. He was over it. Like him and my little brother Kel, they was over it. Mm-hmm. They went in partnership together to make the shit, make everybody down there, you know, have some country fun. You know, for the cheap at that.
And you know what? Now that I think about it, like, you really don't hear a lot of bullshit go on down. Mm. You don't hear no shootouts and then, like,
really, not no more.
Yeah, like everybody dying for the most part really be kind of cool long, for real.
Yeah, yeah. I even know folks fucking each other. Yeah, you know, but you know,
but that's
different. Country shit.
Yeah, that's country shit. But you don't really hear nothing about no fights and then like that.
But he was one of the ones who was trying to bring the community together. Who did bring the community together? Mm-hmm. Who did like make life better for people down there? He took the challenge of how I was talking to Pop about. I used to coach for the Y.
Yeah.
He was coaching the little kid. They literally just won a championship like 2-3 weeks ago.
Salute.
Like, he was a part of that.
Under his coaching?
Up under his coaching. His team, the ones he was coaching, won a championship.
Salute.
And he was doing that because I think he got like 4 or 5 kids.
Damn, just imagine finding out.
Yes. And he went out of town to celebrate mm-hmm. his anniversary with his wife. He got killed in front of his family on some fuck shit because bitch ass niggas can't talk shit without pulling out a gun. Bitch ass niggas can't fight without pulling out a gun. Bro.
Niggas can't take what they dish out. Niggas want to get all in their feelings and get emotion. And the first thing they want to do is pull out a gun instead of throwing hands.
Like, bruh, like, it happened yesterday afternoon, and I haven't turned my game on.
Mm-hmm. Since, you play the game with Cud?
No, I ain't played the game with him. Mm-hmm. It's just like, I don't like having shit like that in my mind when I'm playing the game. Like, I haven't cried yet because mm-hmm. when I first got the news, I was about to cry. I'm like, I can't. Like, because it don't even seem real. Because
mm-hmm.
We would never thought he would be in an altercation where a gun would come into play. At a fucking coffee shop.
That's nuts, bro.
Who brings a gun into a coffee shop? Like, y'all niggas got to stop being so pussy, bro. Like, Y'all big pussy, like, guns to a coffee shop?
Bro, I'm all for protecting myself. I'm not mad.
But I feel like
at holding the strap and just having on you just
in case.
But just, like, my first line of defense of want to just, like, go in attack mode and just pull out a strap, bro, no.
Pussy.
No, bro.
Pussy. Man can't even go out of town and celebrate his anniversary, so... That's just my last word. Like, Allen, bro, like, I'm gonna miss you. Like, I'm gonna miss talking shit to you. Like, in person, on Facebook, with basketball. He was a big, unusual Pelicans fan. You don't find too many Pelicans fans.
Yeah. I don't know any.
No matter they were having a bad season or a good season, mm-hmm. he rolled with the Pelicans. Why the Pelicans out of all teams? I have no fucking idea.
Like, even 80? Like, 80 days?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yes, even after AD.
That's some faith. Like, you loyal.
Yes.
You real loyal.
Like, he was saying, like, maybe it's time to trade Zion. And that's your guy.
It's so funny how so many people were saying that.
But, like, he was ride or die. Mm-hmm. Goddamn Zion. He's big on... He's big on Bron being the GOAT.
Mm-hmm.
But he felt like that somebody coming behind him.
Oh, no time soon though. Unless
Luka
is the only person I can think of that's he's currently big on in Luka. The league now.
He was big on Luka. He was Luka baby goat. Bron goat. Luka baby goat.
Luka dime baby.
And that's where he stood. He wasn't biased when it came to basketball. He was very like. He was very like, open, to have any kind of discussion. I wanted to have him on the pod. We had already talked about it. Like, I was wanting to get him on the pod,
fucking
but
fucking missed opportunity, bro.
Right, bro.
This whole ass nigga want to be a bitch.
Like, it's still hard to believe, bro. Like,
I know I move way, you know, before mm-hmm. my time, before everybody got, you know, grown up and stuff like that. But like, from what I've heard about, bro, good dude,
standing
guy, you know.
Like, only thing he do, like, they family talk shit.
Yeah.
They talk shit. But
it's everybody down there, too, though.
Everybody down there talk shit. But he's but, not but to
it,
the
it
point.
It was always good, clean shit talk. It was never like, fuck nigga, what you gonna do to
them? Never.
None of that.
Never.
Never any of that. Never.
Like, with him, he'll laugh and walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because he already got size on you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's about my height. Yeah. We were like the same height. He's mm-hmm. probably like an inch taller than me. And military veteran. For those who care about that, he was in the military for some years.
Okay.
Like, stand-up guy, taken way too soon, 33 years old. Crazy.
God damn.
Crazy. Yeah, he was two years older than us.
So that's
what I'm saying.
He graduated.
'09. Mm-hmm. Mm. Shit sucks, but
thoughts and prayers to his family. Rest in peace, man.
To all the Perrys. And last name Beecham, but he's hard on ripping the Perry family. Yeah. Perry family is real huge in Bullock County.
I would say outside of him, I only know like two other Beechams.
I don't know him and his brother.
His brother, and it was a teacher. She was second grade.
Yeah, it was a teacher down her name.
Miss Beecham.
Miss Beecham. Yeah, man. Thoughts and prayers out to the Perry family, man. Like, we praying for you. Like, praying for the whole city. Actually, but especially for y'all, yeah, Kendra.
That changed the whole.
The kids, you know, thoughts and prayers out to all y'all, for real. I think I'm gonna end it.
On that note, $1 million time.
DJ the Clutch,
and we out.
Yeah, man.